I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another weekend chat. It is T. Kyle here, and I am reporting live. It's kind of late on Saturday night. I just finished editing the new episode of Legends Only. And, majority of it, we're going to be doing a remote recording tomorrow after the Super Bowl and going to be adding that into the actual episode. So, like, most of it's done. It's, like, an hour long, and then we're going to chunk in a little piece of it. So I'm excited. It's a really funny episode. We both had crazy weeks, so it was just, like, fun to just talk about Queens of Pop. And so I thought I would get on and do a little weekend chat because I'm not doing anything tonight and, and give you guys a little update on how things are going. And I just wanted to say I appreciate all the people who sent me a little globe emoji. I know that I don't always have time to, like, respond to everyone, but it's cool just to see, like, because you can't comment on a podcast, you know, it's, like, nice just to see, like, who's listening or... because it's hard to tell, you know, it's not like I post the weekend chat anywhere and people can, like, comment. I don't know. Maybe they could look into doing something like that, or I don't know. Maybe, you know, I've got enough on my plate. I can't even think about starting another something, honestly, at this point. But I just wanted to come on and give you guys a little update on how things were going, because last week we were chatting about how, you know, adjusting to new routines, and a lot of people messaged me and they were like, I totally feel you and I totally understand how that feels. Like, it's, you know, it's a shift. It's a lot, and I feel like I'm going through a lot of changes at the moment. And I just wanted to chat about it and just, like, be open-minded about it and transparent and honest, because that's what we do in the weekend chat. So I thought I'd give you guys a little update because I have finished 1 month at my new job. It has officially been 4 straight weeks, and I have had, like, numerous wins, I guess you would call them, like, in corporate terms. And, I feel like it's, I mean, 1 month is, like, not a milestone, but it's definitely, like, the first, you know, marker of whatever. And I'm kind of doing that. Like, I've had numerous wins, and I'm not big on, like, being a boaster and, like, oh my God, I did this or whatever. But, like, I definitely went in and I was, you know, I'm on a mission and I'm here to prove why I'm here. And there's a reason why I was picked, and I'm going to show you why you picked me, and I'm going to, you know, produce some results. And that's exactly what I did. So numerous things happened, like, tons of numbers, like, good numbers, good engagement, made a lot of things, like, cool things happen. And then found out last week that we were number 2 in Nielsen's social ratings. I kind of, you know, helped do that. Like, my team is, you know, fantastic. And I applied a couple small changes, like, totally doable changes. And the results were good. Like, I had a couple good memes that got, like, really good engagement. And, yeah, like, all of that counts. And, like, little things count. And, like, little things can make a huge difference. And so I'm excited to, like, continue to do more of that. I have a pretty big campaign launching next week that I'm kind of excited about. And I think it's going to make a pretty big splash. So that's coming up. But, you know, all of that's going really well. And I definitely think, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I feel like I'm, you know, I have a skill set and I definitely applied it. And yeah, so there's that. But on the flip side of it, you know, I still feel completely out of place. I feel like a fish out of water still. New routine is still just, I mean, it sucks. And I feel like so many people, you know, when they change jobs or whatever, or they start a new thing or a new journey, it's all just about like the highlights and, oh my God, this is amazing, great, and cool. And that's important to do. I mean, obviously, like I'm doing that right now. But at the same time, I feel like no one really talks about the other side of it, you know? And there's so many things that I'm going through right now that are such a challenge and weren't necessarily a challenge before because I'd got them under control, that now it's like my whole world has been like uprooted. So my eating plan, my diet plan, my sleep schedule, like everything is new. The only thing I haven't changed is my apartment, which I want to. And that is like another thing. I mean, my neighbor has having a party for the third night in a row, which I don't even understand. Like, can anyone, like, I don't understand A, who has the time and who has friends. Like, I can't relate. Like, it's so weird to me. I don't think I've ever, I mean, I've had maybe three parties in this apartment in the 2 years I've been here. To have three parties in 1 week, I'm like, what are you, I just don't get it. I would love for someone to understand, like not understand, explain. Like, I don't get it. Like, I really don't. And it's been recent too. Like, it's, you know, even with Friday nights. So we used to record Legends Only on Friday nights, which we had to change. But the past three or four Friday nights, parties. And it was never like that before when we did like Britney podcast or anything. I'm just like, what's going on? Like, what happened? Like, sis, like, what are you doing? I don't get it. I'm surrendering to it. I'm just kind of like, whatever, give me earplugs. It's just so weird. I really don't get it. I don't understand people. But anyway, there's that. And I was like debating moving, but one of my friends advised me, they were like, listen, like everything else is changing. The last thing you need is another shift or to stress about like a move. And I'm like, okay, you're right. I'll stuff my ears with earplugs and deal with it for now. But yeah, I mean, diet wise, it's staying steady. I mean, I haven't gained any weight, which is fantastic because I've easily had moments in my life before where I've gained like 10 pounds in 1 month, easily. Like, that has 100% been a thing in the past where I've gained numerous pounds in just 4 weeks. So the fact that I not only lost a little more weight and then stayed the same is pretty major and very, you know, much a success to me. And I feel really proud of that. And I just have to keep that going. But I don't know. I'm like in such a weird place still. And I was thinking about it earlier and it was really funny because it was almost like my YouTube recommended feed was listening to me. I was feeling, you know, things have been going on. I'll just say that there's other things going on that I haven't talked about on here with my health. And I was in my own head just thinking about things. And I was like, oh, am I just complaining? Like I very much am, you know, trying to be positive and think positive and manifest. And, you know, if you think negative, negative things are going to happen. But at the same time, negative shit just does happen. You know, it's life. Stuff happens. Things come up. And, you know, just dealing with that. And I was sitting and thinking and I'm like, oh, am I just being negative and resistant to change, which a little bit, you know, I mean, aren't we all kind of resistant to change? And I was on my computer and in my recommended feed was a new video from one of my favorite YouTubers. Her name's Graveyard Girl, Bunny. And it was like an honest update on my life. And so I was like, okay, she doesn't really do clickbait. So I was like, let me just check this out and like watch it. And everything she was talking about hit so hard. And she was talking about being resistant to change. And she was showing, she told this story basically about this old photo of herself that she kept looking at and she kept feeling down on herself and beating herself up because she didn't feel the same way that she did from this one photo that she loved so much. And she was just in her own head and like beating herself up. And she's like, oh, do you ever have these moments where you like miss an era of your life? And I was like, holy shit, this is exactly how I am feeling. It was everything that I needed to hear. And it just made me feel better about like the weekend chat because I was like, oh, am I just complaining? But I'm like, no, like I'm just expressing this moment in time, this moment of my life, what I'm feeling at this moment, and sharing it with people. And I do think it is like helpful to some people. And I know that watching this video from Graveyard Girl was helpful for me today. Like it completely changed my whole perspective, right? About how I was feeling. And a lot of the things that she said resonated with me. And she was talking about how she was just feeling inadequate and she was feeling stuck with everything changing and that she just felt like such a different person. And she was reminiscing about old times in her life. And I definitely feel the same, especially as I get older. And, you know, one of the other things that I haven't really even talked about on here is that with my team is super young. So I am like 10 years older than my team, like literally like a decade. And I was having this like out of body experience where I was thinking about myself at 22, 23. And when I first started out at Viacom and I had these senior designers and these other, you know, designers and producers and whatever, that were 10 years older than me at the time, and just how much I looked up to them and how much I appreciated their feedback. And if they would come over and talk to me, I felt so cool. And if they invited me to get coffee, I was like, oh my God. And just like all these little things that really meant so much to me because I was so young and I was so hungry and like hungry to be in the industry. And I just wanted to do a good job and like work hard and be noticed and have people feel good about me and like want me around. And I was a freelancer at the time, so it's like you're really busting your ass to get included and get your contract extended. And I was just having this like weird like moment because I'm like, oh, now I'm that person to someone else. I am that, I don't want to say role model because I don't really think I'm a role model, but like I have the opportunity now to like shape someone else's career. Like it's their first job, it's their first moment in the industry. And that's such a huge moment. I remember it was such a huge moment for me and it really meant so much. And I was extremely grateful. I'm still grateful. And I don't know, I just was like feeling kind of some kind of a way, almost like this strange, like I'm saying goodbye to not who I am, but like goodbye to a phase of my life. And I've been going through that a lot in the past 6 months. Like I've literally said goodbye to 45 pounds. I said goodbye to a dream job that I worked so hard to get. And that was really hard for me to leave, even though I knew I needed change and I knew that I needed to learn more things and challenge myself and learn something new. You know, I said goodbye to my old coworkers that were family of 4 years. Just so much fucking change in 6 months. My mental health, my physical health, my job, my routine, my sleep schedule, when I'm waking up in the morning, when I'm getting home at night, like everything has changed. And I felt like I wasn't myself. And I was feeling like a failure. And I was feeling all of these triggers from my past creeping up on me. And that's where I'm kind of at right now. And I'm just trying to basically tread water and kind of figure it out. And I don't know. I just feel like I feel like I just in my Instagram feed, it's like all highlights and stuff. And I don't know. I feel like it's important to talk about the other shit. Like no one. And this is the other thing that I really liked in going back to Graveyard Girl's video. Also, I feel like I'm kind of not that I'm whispering, but I'm definitely talking lower because it's late at night. And unlike the people who live next door to me, I'm actually fucking considerate of the people around me. But anyway, we're not gonna, you know, that's not what what's that Miss New York quote where she's like, you know what? She's like, we're going to put that on the back burner. It's not over. But Graveyard Girl was talking about how she's like, I don't know if this feels or sounds dark, but no one in life can be always happy. Like no one, there's no way that everyone can feel good all the time. And she's like, is that dark? And I'm like looking at the thing. I'm like listening. I'm like, no, I'm like, that's so real. Like everyone has the same thoughts, whether they share it or not is up to them. Most people don't share it. But that was just how I was feeling and how I've been feeling, even though I'm like killing it in certain areas. And I'm like, okay, when it comes to my work, I can focus and like, I can do what I gotta do, you know, like that is fine. I have, you know, I've done that my whole life. I've been able to do my job through every single up and down the past 10 years. That is the one thing that has never really wavered. I was able to do the podcast, like the Britney podcast, when I went through that bout of depression and I gained all that weight. Like I was still able to do it, push through it. But yeah, you know, that's kind of, I feel like a general update of just really trying to make sure that I don't lose it, and not in like a mental breakdown way, but like making sure that I keep maintaining everything that I've worked so hard in the past, is it over 6 months now? Let me count. June, July, August, September, October, November, December is 7. January is 8. 8 months. Well, actually, it was a month before that too, because I started in May is when I went to my doctor around my birthday. So like 9 months of hard work that I am trying to just make sure that I don't ruin. And it's really hard. So that's where I'm at now. And I appreciate all of you who stick around and have kind of been through the journey with me and listen to these weekend chats, and you find it helpful because you feel like you're going through something similar, or you have advice, or even just like, you know, words of encouragement, just like positive, friendly DMs. Like it really means a lot. And I'm just kind of going through a change right now. I feel like it will settle. This last week, I definitely felt more comfortable. I felt more comfortable in my routine. Like I was like, okay, like I have a new like coffee routine. You know, I'm just trying to find something small that I can make a routine, you know, and even if it's just going to coffee and finding like your spot or like your lunch spot, like those little things really make a difference, you know? And I was like, okay, like let me get something for my desk. So I got something for my desk that I'm going to bring in next week to kind of make it feel more, not homey, but like I'm here now. Okay, this is me, you know? So that's what I'm doing. And yeah, that's kind of it. I feel like, is this short? No, it's like 20 minutes. No, 17 minutes. Whatever. I also was listening to this music song. Oh my God, not music song. Duh, song that I didn't talk about on Legends Only because it's EDM. And I feel like no one listens to EDM. But there is an album called Remedy by Gabriel and Dresden that someone recommended. I'm so sorry. I can't remember who it was that sent me the DM. And I know that sounds so bad. And I never thought I'd be one of those people who's like, I get so many messages. But like, I, in a day at work, like I probably see at least 75 people in one day. And it's the amount of... the amount of names and faces that my brain has had to process just in real life at my new job is unfucking real. I'm doing a pretty good job though, by the way. I will say I'm trying this new thing with first names, and I don't know if this is a thing, but this is what I try to do. When someone introduces themselves to me and they say their name, I look at them in the eyes and I repeat their name back after they say it. And I either shake their hand and then I say it again, like to myself while I'm still looking at them. And there's something about that that's helping like register the name. And so it's, you know, just this thing that I'm trying to do and get better with, because I always forget names, but I never forget faces and I never forget avatars, but I forget names. So I don't know who it was who sent me it. But if I saw the avatar, I probably would remember who it was. But anyway, that's besides the point. On this album, there's a song called Remember, And it literally is just the guy saying, remember who you are, like the whole song. And that's literally it. And I was just trying to repeat that over and over and over to myself, be like, okay, remember who you are, remember where you came from, remember how hard you've worked, remember everything that you have done up until this point to get to where you are right now, and never lose sight of that, because all of the other stuff is changeable, right? Like the situation that you're in, you can change. The clothes that you're wearing, you can change. The food that you're eating, you can change. Your diet, you can change it. Like all of those things are not permanent. So just remember who you are and what your like values, morals, creativity, like whatever it is that you are, and your dreams and your passions and your creativity and like what it is that, you know, you feel. Just remember that. And I've been trying to roll with that as like my underlying motto, and like my mantra is just like, okay, remember who you are. Ignore the other shit, right? Ignore, you know, what, you know, everything is just like perception, right? And I'm just trying to not get in my own head and just be like, okay, yeah, that's my motto for the day, for the week, is remember who you are by Gabriel, I don't even know how to pronounce it. That's awful. Gabriel and Dresden. And it just came out this year, 2020. So I'm still getting into the rest of the album. It's different. It's kind of like emotional, slow EDM, but I stan. So that is that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else to update. Let me look at my little, I got a little notebook. I got a little notepad that I was like, okay, let me, you know, I have it by my bed. And I'm trying to like journal a little bit, or just like write things down, write how I'm feeling. Oh, I wrote triggers and how they've been kind of reactivated. And so that's the other thing I'm trying to recognize, is like all these things that are triggering usually come from some sort of past trauma. And all of these old triggers have been, the buttons have been pushed in the past 4 weeks, starting with one, my insecurity about my voice, which for the most part, I am like completely over. I mean, I'm sitting on this podcast, I'm talking, I have a podcast that's weekly. I, you know, it doesn't really faze me at this point. I have a little bit of a stutter. It is what it is. But like starting a new job, what happens? You're in a meeting with 70 people, and I'm not exaggerating, 70 people, and you have to speak. What happens? I freak out. I feel like I sound like an idiot. I feel like I sound too gay. I stutter, and then I get nervous, and I'm like, oh my God, wow, is everyone going to be making fun of me because I just stuttered over my words? That's a trigger. It comes back up. I'm the only gay in the office. So trigger. This is the other crazy thing. I wasn't even the only gay when I was in high school. So this shit is like completely fucking new to me. The fact that I'm the only gay is like really fucking with me, because then you really start to think like, oh, is this like a thing? It's not a thing, but like you just kind of, all those triggers come back. You're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like that comes up because at MTV, gays. RuPaul's Drag Race, hello, the host, gays. Watch What Happened Live, gays. Host is gay. My entire team was gay. This is a new experience for me. So that like childhood trigger is reactivated. What else was really getting to me the other day? Oh, just like feeling like you don't fit in. Like it's new, you know, like any standard new job, like you're not going to feel like you fit in. You're like, oh, I feel out of place. That's a trigger from like high school, from being a little kid and, you know, not having people want to pick you to be on their team and, you know, having no friend, like all of those triggers reactivated. So what I'm trying to do is just like shut them off and be like, okay, these are false alarms. Relax. This is not a thing. Get over it. Well, not like get over it, but like recognize that it's a trigger and that it's not real and that you're just psyching yourself out and like, you know, just try and ease into it, right? But it's a real thing. Like it's totally a real thing. And then also too, I was watching this TED talk about imposter syndrome, which is definitely another thing that is totally real, where it's like you feel like you aren't deserving of something, or like that people are going to think that you aren't good enough, or you don't know what you're doing, or that it's like you're a sham. Like, that is a real thing too. This is all the stuff I'm going through. And I was just like, let me share this because I can't be the only one who feels this way. And I know that I'm not, because, you know, I even had someone the other day, like, go to coffee with me, and she was like, yeah, like, I completely felt like out of place or whatever. And I'm like, I'm so glad you're saying this to me, because, like, that's how I feel now. And, like, it's so nice to feel, or not feel, but, like, hear from someone that someone else felt the same way that I'm feeling, you know? And I feel like it's, I feel that the more people just, like, share how they're feeling, it's like we can connect more. And that's what I like to do with this weekend chat, is like, this is how I'm feeling. Does anyone else feel this way? Because same. And yeah, that's the point. That's the point of the weekend chat, and always has been. And, you know, it's just something more personal, like Brittany Jean. And yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, what else is going on. If there's anything, you know, ending on a positive note, ending on an optimistic note, in comparison to last week, where I was definitely in, like, a much different headspace. What else? Anything exciting? Not really. I might go see Deadmau5 in concert. There we go. That was a stutter. And you know what? I'm going to leave it in the podcast, because that is what it is. I'm thinking about going and seeing Deadmau5 at the Brooklyn Mirage, because I need to get out of my apartment. I need to experience something new and, like, just an escape moment for a night. I am in desperate need of that. So I'm thinking about going and doing that next weekend. His, like, one song, Monophobia, is, like, a bop. So I was like, maybe I'll just go do that. I need to, like, travel or do something. I don't know. I just feel like I need to get out of this apartment, because it's just, I don't know what is going on. I don't know if it's the universe trying to get me out of my apartment. If it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's the universe just like, you need to go travel, you need to go to a concert, get out, go do something, call a friend, phone a friend, go to dinner, do something, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm taking it as a sign from the universe that I don't need to move. I need to just get out. And so I went for a walk this morning. I went for a walk tonight. And that's pretty much, I think, a wrap on this. I don't have anything else that's, like, cool. I haven't gotten anything, like, you know, on the weekend chat, I used to be like, oh my God, I got this new cool thing that I've been loving. And I used to do, like, products, even though, like, nothing was sponsored. I haven't gotten anything that's, like, new and cool. No new gadgets. I did get a new phone, but, like, whatever. I got The Sims Tiny Living, but it runs like shit on my laptop, which I don't understand why. My laptop's brand new. And I tried building a house, and then it crashed. And I was like, okay, well, the house is ugly anyway. So that's what she deserved. But I've just been watching Sims videos, because I love watching people build. Like, it's so relaxing. So I got that, but I haven't made a cute house for myself, because it's a flop. Anything else that I've gotten? Nothing fashion, no new shoes, no new jackets, no new anything. I feel like any new merch? No. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I need to go shopping or something and, like, treat myself to, like, a moment or something. I don't know what. But, I feel like that sums everything up. And, you know, just want to say thank you again to those of you who have been on here and have been supporting the weekend chat, and you send me DMs that are, you know, sweet. I really do appreciate it a lot. Even if it's just an emoji that you send, it just, I don't know. It's nice to just get that interaction. And I was thinking, the other day, before I sign off, I almost tweeted last night, and I was like, who wants to start a Minecraft server? But then I was like, I can't do it. Like, you know, I have one night off this week, and it's right now. And what am I doing? I'm making a weekend chat. So trying to start anything new would be a mistake, and I really need to not do that. But, like, wouldn't it be so cool to have a Minecraft server that you could just, like, log in once a week, or just, like, check in and be like, hey, sis, you know what I mean? Like, and just have other people on it that are, you know, people just come and go and like you can see how, I don't know, right? Anyway, that was just something on my mind, but you know, I don't have fucking time. It sucks. Tomorrow's Sunday. Sunday scaries is a real thing for me now. Before, I didn't have that. I had Saturday scaries, and it wasn't even scary because like I liked, you know, going in on Sunday. But anyway, what are we at with this? Oh, like 30 minutes. I'm also podcasting from, like, I'm sitting in my bed, like sitting up in my bed, which is kind of glam because before I used to have to set up a video camera and it was just a mess. And I still, my camera is busted and broken and I don't feel like fixing it because there's no reason to fix it right now and it's expensive. Anyway, that's enough rambling for me. I just wanted to say thank you guys for listening. And I don't even know, should I do an emoji like every single week that people can send me? And I don't even know what I would make for this week. What would be one for this week? Oh, know what I was just thinking? Know what else really got me? Like the other week, I think it was 2 weeks ago at this point, Serena Williams losing her match at the Australian Open. Like all of that combined, I was like, oh, wow. Like I just felt defeated personally. And then when I watched Serena lose and I like saw how upset she was, I was just like, oh my God, same. Like that's how I felt. Anyway, that was totally side random thing, but she's a legend. She's an icon. She's is the moment and will forever be the moment. Oh, I hope she plays at the US Open this year. I just want to go. It's like my favorite thing to do now by myself. Well, maybe I can make is there a tennis ball emoji? I think there is, right? Let me look. I don't play sports. I don't click that fucking button. What is this, a basketball? Oh, there is a tennis ball. Send me a tennis ball if you made it this far. And I hope you guys have a great week. And if you support Legends Only, this week is a really fun episode. And if you are listening to this and you also support the Patreon, a double thank you, because that is just directly funded the podcast and our monthly hosting costs, which, you know, are a thing. And we're even thinking about getting some new equipment so that we can just record in different places, because my neighbors have been so loud. So I've been trying to look into some new equipment that can actually like help mask that and like, you know, just make it so that my neighbors can have parties and blast their TVs and it won't affect the audio, because these mics are kind of cheap. Even though they sound good, they are cheap and they pick everything up. Like even if I tap on this thing, like that will come through. So come through. I'm rambling. I'm fucking rambling. What the hell am I talking about? Yeah, basically just thank you. It really does mean a lot. And, you know, even just being able to go and like get a coffee before I edit, I'm like, you know, someone chipped into Patreon, like helped pay for that. And like, it just means a lot, you know, those little things, like it really does help. And I know that it is helping Brad a lot too. Yeah. So that's all for this week. Thank you guys again for listening. I really appreciate it. And I don't know. I'm going to try and do this every week now. I'm going to try and keep in check with myself by doing this. I feel like it's important. And especially now that I'm going through this transitional period, one of my friends just said to me, like, please make sure you are checking in with yourself. Like, do not let anything, what was the word? Do not let anything boil up. Let it out, talk to someone, don't let anything, you know, build up for too long. And so we are on the weekend chat. I feel like I'm going to be bringing it back every single week and checking in and kind of keeping you guys updated. You know, one of the things that really helped with my weigh in or my weight loss was weighing in and being accountable and like posting it on my Instagram stories and being like, hey, this is what happened this week. My scale messaging me on my app and being like, hey, you need to check in this week. Like that accountability is so important. Whatever it is that you're doing, like whether it's, I don't know, like therapy or weight loss or, you know, sleep or whatever it is, checking in with yourself is important. So that's what I'm doing. And I will probably see you guys next week with another weekend chat. So yeah, until then, I will see you next week. Have a great Monday. Enjoy Legends Only. It's fucking, we talk about cheer a lot, so it's fun. And I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.